Hello, teachers. Ben Jennings here, and we are in session number 7 in our study in the Psalms. I hope it's been encouraging to you. I know whenever I've done studies in the Psalms, I'm mostly encouraged. It's pretty interesting to see how David interacts with the Lord. A lot of times he's talking right to God. It's not always David, but the psalmist, you know, usually is praising the Lord or pleading with the Lord. He's interacting with them, and it's very personal and usually quite beautiful. That's the case here. David is a guy who's called a man after God's own heart, and he certainly shows himself to be that in this particular psalm. David is a lot like us in that he's very, very human. And in this particular psalm, he's talking about God as a rock. He's talking about wanting a deeper relationship with God. And that really is kind of the subject that we've chosen, extracted from the verses, and want to highlight in this particular lesson. Every believer, if you know Christ as your Savior, every believer can be motivated to pursue a deeper relationship with the Lord for these three reasons. There's three things about God and how he deals with us that give us a reason to have a deeper relationship with him. We're going to see that David enumerates in the text. The first reason is that God delivers. God delivers. In a sense, David's saying, God delivered me. Verse 16 says this, he sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. What a cool passage. He's talking about a day in which he was particularly feeling at odds with his enemies. He was in a tough place. He seems to think that it was something he couldn't handle. He says, literally, there were people that hated me. He calls his enemies strong there in verse 17. In fact, he says in the end, they were too strong for me. They prevented me, he says, in the day of my calamity. Like, what an incredible difficulty. It's almost overly dramatic, calamity. You know, that's maybe not something, it's probably maybe not a word that you've used lately. I hope that you haven't had to use that word lately. There may be people in your class that would say, yeah, the last few months of my life have been calamity. But David is saying here that God delivered him. He says in verse 17, he delivered me. At the end of verse 19, he delivered me because he delighted in me. As believers in Christ, we certainly can say that God delivered us. And certainly what we're delivered from is calamity. In that spiritual sense, being lost, being dead in our trespasses and sins, and our destination being hell, we certainly needed delivered. And so in that salvific sense, that's true. It also could be true in our lives circumstantially. Certainly, you've probably been in a place that's been pretty difficult, and God still is a delivering God, not just out of our sin, but also a lot of times out of our circumstances. I think sometimes I find myself making the case that God isn't obligated always to enrich us, to heal, to do all those things. God's still God, and he's still good, even if he doesn't do what we want. At the same time, I think we should have faith to believe that God answers prayer and that we have not because we ask not. David is saying God is a delivering God, and here he's talking specifically about his circumstances. I had enemies. I had people who hated me. I was in the day of calamity, and yet God loved me, and he delivered me. He even delighted in me, and this God is a God who delivers, and that's the kind of God I want to have a relationship with. I need a relationship with the hope that I have. That hope's not in me and what I bring to the table. That hope is in God and what he brings to the table. So here he says, One reason you need to have a good relationship with God is because he delivers. Number two, God rewards. God rewards. We see that in verses 20 to 24. He says, the Lord rewarded me. Well, I like it when we get our outline from the actual text. Good job, Damon. He is the one that helped us with this outline. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and am not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. I love this particular passage because it does kind of say God's tendencies here. God tends to reward people who do right. God tends to reward us according to what we end up doing. Now, I'm glad for mercy and grace, and I know and I believe in common grace that mankind in general gets a lot of things that we all get a lot of things we don't deserve. Whether we're saved or we're not, the Bible says the rain falls on the just and the unjust, but also the sun shines on the just and the unjust. Chocolate tastes that way to just people and unjust people. A hug from a loved one brings a comfort to people who are saved and people who are not. And that goodness of God, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, is in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. God's goodness is given even to lost people. But the truth of the matter is that once we're saved, once we're right with God, he empowers us to do right, and he blesses right. He rewards right. There is natural and supernatural and providential, I would say, rewards for people who do the right thing. God tends to resist the proud, the Bible says, but give grace to the humble. And that's kind of what's being taught here. David's saying there is reward that comes from righteousness. There is reward that comes from uprightness. There is God recompensed him, he says, according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands and my eyesight. So this is an encouragement to us. We sometimes suffer for righteousness' sake. This isn't denying that. But there's also blessing that comes for doing the right thing. And God doesn't punish us for doing the right thing. We may end up being, he may allow difficulty in our life as a result of us doing the right thing, but he tends to reward it too. And so another reason to have a good relationship with God is when we act in keeping with God's will, God wants to bless his people. Here's the third reason you want a deeper relationship with God, and that's that God empowers. And I think this empowering, you'll see it at the end of the text here, but it also, this empowering in this particular text seems to be that God tends to respond to our behavior in kind. And that's what a good parent does. And he's a loving father. He says in verse 25, with the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful. Do you see that? People that are merciful, God knows that they need mercy too, and he tends to respond in kind. With an upright man thou wilt show thyself upright. With the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. So you see these good attributes, God tends to respond in kind. And then he says, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. Now, froward means like crooked, twisted, perverse. That's a tough thing. So is it saying that God will be perverse? I actually found a pretty interesting text, and I'm going to try to find it here in real time. He's one, the pulpit commentary, and I would say all commentaries are written by men. And so they can be wrong. And so I'm not necessarily endorsing everything the pulpit commentary says, but I found this note and I thought it was helpful when talking about the forward and God dealing with forwardness. He says, in dealing with the good, God shows his approval by manifesting attributes similar or identical in essence. So he says, to the merciful, I will show mercy. To the upright, I will show uprightness. That whole thing. So when they're good attributes, God responds in kind with exactly the same kind of thing. And then it says this, and I think it was helpful. In dealing with the wicked, he exhibits attributes which are correlative, in just proportion to their acts, but not identical. God cannot show himself forward. He can only show himself opposed, antagonistic, or an adversary. What the psalmist means to say is that if men oppose and thwart God, he in return will oppose and thwart them. But they will act in a perverse spirit, yet he in a spirit of justice and righteousness. The truth of the matter is, the psalmist is not trying to say that if you sin against God, God will sin against you. God cannot sin. But when we are doing things that go against God in a crooked or difficult way, God responds in a correlative way, in a similar way without sinning. That's kind of the idea. Then he says this, verse 27, for thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. So those who are humbled by affliction, God lifts up. But those who are high looks, that's the idea they're prideful, like, oh, I think I'm so good, God tends to humble those people. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee have I run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. The idea here is, I think David's saying, I don't want to go against God. I want to respond in a way where God responds. If I'm loving, then I'm going to experience the love of God. If I'm merciful, I'm going to experience the mercy of God. And here, if I have any chance of defeating my enemy or making it out alive, you know, running through a troop and leaping over a wall, it's because God empowers me to do it. We need God. There's no doubt about it. Why? We need a deep relationship with God. Why? Well, we need it because God delivers. We need it because God rewards. And we need it because God empowers. David's testimony, God rewarded me, God delivered me, and God empowers me. And that's exactly what we need today. Man, we live with the problem of prosperity. We live sometimes without deeply feeling our need for God in a material way. Sometimes when things are going well, it's hard for us to feel our dependence and our need for God. But that doesn't mean we don't need Him. We do. He delivers, He rewards, and He empowers. I hope that helps you with the lesson, and that this will help your people as you kind of teach it to believe these things. I need God to deliver me, to reward me, and to empower me. Hey, have a great week.